A small band of demonstrators chanted and held signs to protest a confluence of events that has turned upstate New York into a center for oil distribution. Environmental advocates Peter Iwanowitz says two major railroad lines extend from the Bakken oil formation in North Dakota, where there is a drilling boom, and oil fields in Canada. They converge at the Port of Albany, where the company Global Partners processes crude and ships it down the Hudson and on to major oil refineries.
Big Oil has decided this is a great place to move oil to Albany, transfer it to barges, float it down the Hudson River to refineries on the East Coast and into Canada to go on markets overseas.
The long trains of black oil tankers have derailed and in some cases have caused fires, including an inferno that leveled most of a town in Quebec and killed 47 people. The train lines also pass through Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse and snake along a large swath of the shores of Lake Champlain. Nationally known environmentalists, including Bill McKibben and the heads of the Sierra Club and National Wildlife Federation, are calling on Governor Cuomo to direct his environmental agency to conduct a full review. They compare the burgeoning route to the controversial Keystone Pipeline in the western United States.
The president of the country is weighing whether to approve a national pipeline called Keystone XL. This is New York, and indeed Governor Cuomo's Keystone moment.
The groups fear that the growing oil distribution center in Albany will also be a conduit for Canada's controversial tar sands oil, which Iwanowitz says is dirty and difficult to extract and will lead to even more greenhouse gases.
What comes next? What we think is coming next are the dirty and dangerous and heavily carbon-intense fuels from the Canadian tar sands, which means that New York could be aiding and abetting the destruction of the planet through bringing in tar sands oil, which is going to have a huge impact on global warming.
Global Partners recently applied for an expansion of its oil processing plant. The State Department of Environmental Conservation initially did not challenge that request, but is now asking the company for more information and has extended a public comment period. A spokeswoman says the agency will also establish an air monitoring program near the port in the spring. Cuomo has also ordered a multi-agency review of safety procedures and emergency response plans relating to the oil shipments across the state. He's also asking the federal government to speed up issuing new regulations, including requiring that the oil be shipped in safer tanker cars. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.